With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Where does Iran's nuclear weapons program stand in the wake of the unprecedented American bombings?
The site is obliterated, and we think everything nuclear is down there. They didn't take it out.
President Trump discounts a preliminary low-confidence intelligence assessment, suggesting the Iranian program suffered only a minor setback. Israeli intelligence says it was more like a major blow, and CIA Director Ratcliffe agrees. Meanwhile, correspondent Karen Chamis says Israel and Iran are giving peace a chance, at least for now.
Israel and Iran seem to honor the fragile ceasefire between them for a second day, and U.S. President Donald Trump asserted that American and Iranian officials will talk next week, giving rise to cautious hope for longer-term peace.
Mr. Trump came away from the NATO summit with a big win. Member countries agreed to significantly boost defense spending. That's something the president has been demanding for years. To say he received a warm welcome at the summit might be an understatement. NATO's Secretary General referred to Mr. Trump as Daddy. Showdown brewing between the Trump administration and the state of California. The administration insisting that biological males must be barred from girls' sports.
The U.S. Department of Education has determined California's education department and governing body for high school sports are violating Title IX, a federal law banning sex discrimination in education. The administration said the state must agree to change its transgender sports policies in 10 days or risk imminent enforcement action. However, California said it has no plans to change its policies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the east, where temperatures have soared into the triple digits this week, somewhat cooler weather now moving in. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 122 points higher. This is SRN News. Most churches are not big on discipline.
There is a debate going on in Christian circles these days about such topics as church membership covenants and spiritual abuse. But a new poll from Lifeway Research seems to suggest that a lot of congregations are adopting a light touch. 70% of mainline Protestant pastors tell Lifeway that no member of their church has ever been formally disciplined during their tenure or before. Nearly 50% of evangelical clergymen say the same. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pastor says the hand of God prevented a mass shooting at his Detroit area church over the weekend. An armed man was struck by a pickup truck and fatally shot by security staff before he could enter and attack more than 100 people at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. Pastor Bobby Kelly says he had met the gunman three times in the past, though the man was not a member of the church. The pastor says the church had a security team even before he arrived in 2016. This is SRN News. A find of historic significance in the Balkans.
A sunken 18th century boat has been discovered by chance near the majestic stone walls of Croatia's medieval city of Dubrovnik. Ivan Bukelic dove into the Adriatic Sea in Dubrovnik's old port back in April for work on a water pipeline, only to find a wooden structure buried in the seabed. A key trade port in the Adriatic Sea in medieval times, Dubrovnik has been declared a UNESCO protected heritage site. Keith Peters, Washington.
Mississippi has executed the longest-serving man on its death row nearly 50 years after he was convicted of murder. Richard Jordan was found guilty of kidnapping and killing Edwina Martyr in 1976, one of several inmates on death row who sued over the state's three-drug execution protocol, claiming it was inhumane. It's execution the third in Mississippi in the past 10 years. More details, SRNNews.com.